JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, residents of Portland and St. Mary affected by last month's flood rains get help. And later, our Reggae Month Did You Know feature. We're going Roundabout JA. Stay tuned.
Know someone here or in the diaspora who has made significant contributions to the social, economic, cultural, or political development of Jamaica? Nominate them for the Prime Minister's Jamaica 55 Commemorative Medal of Appreciation. Nomination forms available at jis.gov.jm or from the Protocol Department of the Office of the Prime Minister, OPM. Send completed forms to the Chancery of the Orders of the Societies of Honor, OPM, 1 Devon Road, Kingston, 10. Nominations close February 16.
Residents across the island, especially in Portland and St. Mary, are still working to recover from the effects of the recent flood rains. Social Security Minister Shahini Robinson, along with other government officials, recently visited the two parishes to deliver some much-needed funds and supplies to over 100 households, about 112 in Portland and 101 in St. Mary.
The Ministry of Labor and Social Security, in collaboration with the Jamaica Defence Force, the Parish Disaster Committee, and the Member of Parliament, Mr. Vaz and Dr. Bloomfield, we coordinated and had flood supplies airlifted into some of the communities. We took food, bedding, toiletries, and that sort of thing. And as a result of the assessments done, we are pleased to present 112 checks.
Portland resident Kelvin Watts has expressed his words of gratitude for the aid.
I lose a lot of stuff. Bed, you know, like mattress. I use sheets, some clothing as well, you know, some shoes, utensils. So I think I need to get back a couple of things so I can be on my feet again. Thank God.
There is still some work to be done. And while the investigations took a while, the money has been distributed and the beneficiaries have committed to put the funds to good use. For Jamaica to realize outcome one of its national development plan, a healthy and stable population, partnership between public and private sectors is key. Visit vision2030.gov.jm or call 906-446-324 to know more. It's now time for our Reggae Month Did You Know feature.
The Lord God is with us, yeah.
This ska rocksteady group, made up of Tony Brevitt, Brent Dowe, and Trevor McNaughton, was formed in 1963. One of their hit songs was featured in the movie The Harder They Come. Here's a sample. Do you know the name of the group and the song? Find out when we return.
This is Principal Hazel Morgan. Through the Jamaica Social Investment Fund, my students now enjoy the comfort of flushable toilets at school.
My name is Peter Angus. I am a honey and farmer. JSIF helped me get more from my crops.
I'm Valerie Jones, and JSIF has helped me turn my bed and breakfast dream into a successful enterprise.
And my name is Ricardo Spencer, and JSIF built my new classroom.
For 20 years, JSIF, with the help of its local and international partners, has been creating opportunities and investing in Jamaica. The Jamaica Social Investment Fund, investing for community development. The answer to today's Reggae Month trivia question is Rivers of Babylon by the Melodians.
By the rivers of Babylon, where
Rivers of Babylon is arguably the most popular song ever recorded by the Melodians. They also had a hit on the UK singles chart, Sweet Sensation, and that was in 1970. On our community notice board, the Students Christian Fellowship and Scripture Union, parent body of ISCF and UCCF Jamaica, will host its annual fellowship breakfast at the Jamaica Pegasus Hotel this Saturday, February 10, beginning at 9 a.m. For ticket info, call 977-5886. And that's where we end today's program. Thanks for staying with us. Join us tomorrow as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.